Welcome back. Business Unity South Africa has come out strongly against government's inaction on the economy. While the organization notes some progress in certain areas, it recognizes that it's not enough and warns that another GDP contraction may be on the cards and has called on government to stop its lip servicing ways. Cass Kovadia, CEO of BUSA, joins us on the line now with more perspective. Thanks so much, Cass, for joining us this evening. So you've put it bluntly, as you see it, government, the new administration, is simply paying lip service to business at the moment.
Yeah, look, I think we all need to recognize that the country is facing the sort of crisis, particularly an economic crisis, that we just haven't faced since democracy. And all the pointers are in the wrong direction. And the bottom line is that the situation we face at the moment makes it incumbent, more than any other stakeholder, it makes it incumbent upon government to take some tough decisions and to lead, so that we can all then put our shoulders to the wheel and as a country see how we can actually begin to get investment in, get growth going and turn this economy around. Because without that, we can't address the social problems we have, the inequalities we talk about, the unemployment problems we have, and so on. So the bottom line is that an environment needs to be created for investment, and that is at the behest of government, because we need to send out the message that we will do what we need to do to attract investment, because countries just to the north of us on this continent are competing with us and are actually creating the environment where investment is coming in. Yeah. And they are beginning to pay dividends. Look at Ethiopia, look at Rwanda, look at other countries.
So give us a better sense then of what's happening behind the scenes, Cass, because the message punted is one of public-private sector partnership. Is that simply not the case?
Well, look, we would certainly want to see public-private partnerships, but I think the state needs to crowd the private sector in. And the state can only crowd the private sector in if the state says that, look, this is the situation we are in. There are certain resources and capacity in the private sector, and we are now going to unequivocally say that we want to bring that capacity in to help us address the issue we have. Mm. I think the private sector, in every meeting we've had with the state, has indicated not just a willingness to actually assist and to be crowded in, but we actually are very, very keen on doing that, because I think as patriotic South Africans, we want to turn this economy around.
Absolutely. Well, certainly one of the bright spots that was highlighted by an economist we chatted to yesterday regarding the GDP print was the kind of increase we're seeing in gross fixed capital formation and what's coming through there. Is that a case of business offering government the benefit of the doubt, or more so having no choice, I guess, but to pick up the slack on government's part? And I guess it's Astral, that immediately springs to mind on this front, Cass, where it's had to invest, for one, in water supply in order to ensure the viability of its Standerton facility.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's happening is that some businesses are forced to invest in infrastructure that should be in the ambit of government, simply to actually keep their businesses going. And most businesses today are consolidating at the position they are in just to keep their head above water. Mm-hmm. And that's not what we need. We need 5-6% growth in this country over a number of years if we are actually going to begin to address the problems we have.
I highlight Astral, Vedanta International, another company that has said that it would have no choice but to pull out of South Africa on account of erratic electricity supply, potentially moving its business and its facilities over to Namibia. How rife is that risk in your books of business just pulling out? It doesn't seem very far off or far-fetched at this stage.
Yeah, it's not far-fetched. And the irritation is that the potential we have as a country is phenomenal. We have, relative to other countries on the continent, we have a relatively good infrastructure. We have a very diverse and good business sector. We have one of the best financial sectors in the world. We have good people in this country. What we need is leadership that actually says we are prepared to take the hard decisions. We are prepared to take the decisions that bring investment in and create growth, because there's no other choice. Without that, we just can't turn this around. And so that's our discussion with government, and our appeal is that take those decisions, show that leadership, crowd us in so that we can put the resources of the country to optimal use and turn things around.
Because for now you're forecasting another recession. Is a further credit rating downgrade by Moody's simply inevitable?
Well, look, some analysts say the market has already factored that in. I think that Moody's has indicated that they are watching. And at this point in time, the pointers aren't good. I think that if the government shows decisive leadership in the next few months around some of the state-owned enterprises, around getting, we've made some progress with turning around the visa regulations,
yeah,
making some progress in putting a roadmap into place for release of spectrum. But I think we need to speed all of those things up. We need some extraordinary measures for what is an extraordinary situation.
Cass, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Cass Kavadia is CEO of Busa.